أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran And in this particular season we've been going through chapter number 36 Surah Yasin, the heart of the Quran The heart which gives everything else life That is what Surah Yasin is for you and I And in our previous discussion we were looking at the fact that there were people who were referred to as the disbelievers Those who may have been believers in God at a theoretical level, but when it came to practical application, they definitely rejected God. They didn't accept Him. It was just lip service they used to pay. And in the previous verse, we looked at the fact that these people said, well, why doesn't God just feed the poor, the needy, the indigent, the helpless? Why doesn't God just come and support and assist them? And God gave His response. In the verses that we want to look at today, verses number 48, 49, and 50, we see that another statement of these individuals is concerning the Day of Judgment, is concerning the end of this world. They almost want God to bring it about right now just to prove that there actually is a God, that this is all a reality, that's not just some matrix that we're living in, some game that we're engaged in. And so rather than God just bringing the end of time then and there to them. God does give us two responses that He gives to such individuals. They ask Him one question about when will this day come, if it's truthful, if the prophets are truthful with this message, and God responds with what answer to give to them. Before we go into the points to learn from Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati, let us have a listen to the Arabic and the English translation, and we'll come back and have a brief review of the points to learn from these three verses of Surah Yasin, in which Allah says the following.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ
They also say, Tell us, if indeed you are truthful, when this warning about the punishment shall come to pass. They are thus only waiting for one sudden onslaught of calamity which will overtake them, while they are yet disputing about it among themselves. And so, sudden will be their end, that they will not be able to leave instructions about their affairs, nor to their own people will they return. As God shows us, these people mock and ridicule God. They say, well, all of these things that you've talked about, these signs of God, the dead earth coming to life, the day and the night, the orbits of the planets, the fact of the matter of us being able to travel across, you know, vast distances. If all of these are actually pointing us to God, and you tell us that God is this, you know, omniscient being, you know, the one who has all power and all control, well, when will this punishment come to pass? When will this death come, the resurrection? When will all of this come? If you're really truthful, let's see it happen, right? And they're mocking, obviously, the prophets of God and obviously mocking God within that same framework. And God responds to them and He tells them that it's only a matter of one event to happen and all of you will be destroyed, all of you will be annihilated. God tells them it's just a matter of one command and it's done. But wait for that time, wait for that command to come. God tells them that not only will this event come, but it will come so quickly. It will be, you won't even expect it. Right? And as we say, when you least expect it. And God says it becomes so sudden that they would not even be able to leave a testament, a will, any instructions for their family, what to do, that death will come upon them so quickly and so suddenly, right? Sudden death, that they would not even be able to leave a last will to their family and friends, to their children, to their loved ones. And as God says, obviously they would never be able to return back to them because there is no point of, you know, there is no point of return. You can't come back from death. What are some of our takeaway messages for today from this collection of verses? Well, point number one is that we see that God tells us that the disbelievers, they have no way to reject the resurrection. They can't deny it. They don't want to deny it. And so what they would rather do is to question, when will this day take place? If it's going to be soon, why not bring it on now? But because they can't deny it, they try to mock and ridicule it and question, when will that day come up? It's not a matter of when or if it'll come up, it's a matter of when it will come. And definitely this day will come upon the entire system of creation. Point number two to keep in mind is that just because something has been explicitly specified in the Quran, but we have not been told when that event will take place, it doesn't mean that it will never transpire or happen. Just because the day of judgment is not told, when we're not told when that day of judgment will occur, it doesn't mean that it will never happen. We are kept in suspense. We're kept as individuals who need to do the best that we can do. And God has kept certain things hidden from us for probably our own betterment, actually. A third point, and we'll conclude with this, is that the end of this world and the beginning of the world to come, the resurrection day, that these events, and especially the end of this world, will take place at a time when people are busy with their day-to-day lives. They will be at work, at school, with their family, on vacation. And it will come suddenly. And it will come at such a point where nobody will be able to do anything, to run, to say anything, to flee, to hide, to do anything for themselves. It'll come, and that will be the end all of this entire world and of them, those individuals themselves. We close and we ask God to give us the ability to rectify our lives before that day, and that we can do the best that we can do as human beings to earn His good pleasure in this world and in the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.